This is a Fox News alert headed to the Capitol. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Invading Russian forces reported to be within 20 miles of Kiev.
The goal seems to be come in here to take out the leadership, the Ukrainian political leadership. The president says he is now enemy number one of Russia, and he expects to be captured or killed if they do come in and do that. We've seen 25 cities hit mostly by missile attacks and more than 100,000 refugees.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kiev, who reports hearing explosions and what could be the rumble of tanks. President Biden announcing new Russian sanctions Thursday.
The sanctions we imposed exceed anything that's ever been done. The sanctions we imposed have generated two-thirds of the world joining us. They are profound sanctions.
They target Russian banks, its tech companies, and limit exports to Russia, but they do not block Russia from the global banking network. In several cities, crowds taking to the streets in solidarity with the Ukrainian people.
Protesters rallied in Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and Denver. And here in New York, the crowd taking their message all the way to the permanent mission of the Russia Federation at the United Nations.
Stop Putin!
Stop Putin!
Some with hopes that this show of support for Ukraine will go beyond these protests, calling on world leaders to put any procrastinations aside and act now.
Fox's Laura Ingle. 58% of the people responding to the new Fox News poll say the country is worse off than it was a year ago. Overall, 43% approve of President Biden's job performance, 56 disapprove, the worst marks of his presidency. Sources tell Fox News the president has made his final decision on a Supreme Court nominee, but they have not revealed the name. Centers for Disease Control Friday expected to drop their recommendation for face masks in indoor public spaces. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
3 former Minneapolis police officers convicted Thursday of violating George Floyd's civil rights by failing to intervene in his fatal restraint by Officer Derek Chauvin. U.S. Attorney Charles Kovat.
This is a reminder that all sworn law enforcement officers, regardless of rank or seniority, individually and independently, have a duty to intervene and provide medical aid to those in their custody.
The officers still face state charges, not trial on state charges, related to Floyd's death. In Michigan, James and Jennifer Crumbly have been ordered to stand trial on involuntary manslaughter charges, accused of letting their teenaged son, Ethan, have a gun, which police say he used to kill four students at Oxford High School outside Detroit on November 30th. CPAC, the annual gathering of conservatives, is underway in Orlando.
Missouri's Josh Hawley rallied Republicans against President Joe Biden by using a phrase Biden campaigned on as a midterm election theme.
We are fighting to defend the soul of America.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz, whose state's midterm primaries are just days away, told CPAC there's a way he sees to win this November.
Fight power. Fight big government, fight big business, fight big tech, fight big Hollywood, fight big universities.
CPAC continues into the weekend with more high-profile speakers, including former President Trump Saturday night. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Freezing rain that's been disrupting travel from central Texas to the Great Lakes. Heading east, New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy warning of possible heavy snow.
There is also a real danger from the storm to be expected from ice that could impact all of central and northern Jersey, much more so than South Jersey, before the precipitation turns to rain later on Friday.
The storm has canceled hundreds of airline flights. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.